this morning.
We had quite an interesting day yesterday, did we not?
Well, praise the Lord.
No pocket.
I guess you can put it right in there, and I'll try to be a good boy and not do anything.
You are a good boy.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's why I'm up here. You know, we take very serious when we come to the places that God sends us. We don't come for money. We don't come to be exalted. We come out of the burden of God to bring the Word of God. I was praying much last night concerning yesterday's meetings. You too? Hallelujah. Well, the Lord spoke to somebody about your sister. And I'll get to it in just a minute. You know, the finger of God was here in our midst yesterday morning. Was it not? Was not the finger of God working in our hearts yesterday morning? How many felt the conviction of God yesterday morning in the meeting? Okay. I think there was more than a few. There were many people that were up for prayer. And I believe that God met you in that time of prayer. Because God was dealing with a people concerning sin. You know, we all have sinned. And we all have to stay in a place of repenting from sin every day in our lives. The Bible teaches us that the vessels of the Lord must be clean. God cannot exist with darkness. And if you have been called as the temple of God, God wants to dwell in you, but He will not dwell, He will not make Himself available to you if sin is resident in you. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there were things yesterday that were very challenging for you. For each of you to hear. Some of you may not have understood it all. And some of you may have understood, but you may not have liked what was said. Is that true? Huh? Is that right? Yes, okay. Well, it's good that everybody is honest here. I want you all to have a very open mind here today.
Amen.
Because sometimes God speaks things that we do not like to hear what He's saying. Sister Madeline, could you come up here? Praise the Lord. How many of you respect Sister Medlin? Huh? I hear. Huh? Do you feel that she is like one that has a mother's heart?
kay siya bisag matanon pa kay sa inyo ha nasa kasi nga inahan.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? I had a natural mother. But as I grew in God, I also had spiritual mothers that were wanting to be very tender and to help me to grow in God. The Bible calls them mothers of the church. Mothers of the church. Just as a mother takes care of their children to raise them, to mature them, to for them to grow. So in the church of God, God anoints women. So that young people can be encouraged to grow. Now, would you not say that that is the description of this woman? Does she not care for each one of you? Yes. Does she care for you? Yes, doesn't she? How about you? I mean, raise your hands, the Bible students here. I want to raise all that are with the Bible school and teachers, raise your hands. All right. Keep them raised. Does she care for you? Does she care for you? Does she care for you? And you? 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 Sister? Young man, does she care for you? Yes? Sister? Okay, I'm going down the line. You two brothers there. She care for you? Yes, she does. You sisters back there, you're all nodding your head. Over here. Nod your heads if you know that she has a care and a desire for you, right? Amen. Yesterday afternoon, everybody was challenged with the Word of God here. And what I mean by challenged is, whether you liked it or not, the Word was coming to you all. And we could feel in our midst that not everybody was liking what was being spoken of. Right, sister? Yes. There was spoken about music. Drums. Well, the discussion was on pastors. But I want to tell each one of you and everyone here today, if you respect this woman, if you had eyes to see what happened at the end of the meeting yesterday, you would have had eyes to see what was happening to her while the message was going on. First of all, at the end of the message, she began to sing a song. The song is called "Fill My Cup, Lord." How many of you know that song? Are very many of you familiar with it? Raise your hands to everybody that knows the song, "Fill My Cup, Lord. Fill it. Fill it up, Lord." All right, I'm going to just share with you those verses quick. The cup represents our soul. Nobody asked her to sing it, but she began to sing, "Fill my cup, Lord." Fill it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill me up until I am made whole. Then she did one more thing. I only speak English. But she turned around and she spoke in your language. But she also said a few words to you in English. And in all of the thinking that you were thinking at that moment, she turned around and she said, "You need to listen." Is that right?
Yes, yes.
She said, "You need to listen." That didn't come from us, it came from Sister Medlet. As a mother would tell her little children, you need to listen. Thank you, sister. Praise the Lord. So, God is giving us another day. And I have a few things to share before we ask the speaker to come up. Now, you all know Sister Medlin, right? But some of you really don't know us very well. Now, I was here 2 years ago. I think Brother Mark and Rita were here 2 years ago with us that first trip, right? A year ago, another team from around the world came, and Brother Mark was here again. And so this is the third time that we have come who we represent. Is that true? Raise your hands if you had saw me here before. You did. I think I remember you. Remember? Huh? Some of you were not probably in the school. But the very things that were taught here yesterday were no different than some of the things we shared 2 years ago. We brought you books. The pattern in particular. How many of you have that pattern or read it? Raise your hands. Do you remember the book, The Pattern? You remember it? Sister, you read it? You remember it, sister. I remember you here before. Have some of you read the book, The Pattern? All right, I see some nodding. Praise the Lord. There is nothing different that was preached yesterday that was not in that book. Now, most of you are what, 16 to 20 years of age? Is that correct?
Right?
I want to show you a little something. Brother Jajoki.
See, Brother Jokes.
Brother Jajoki is a minister of the gospel, a servant of the gospel. But He has a natural job. Brother Chijoki, what is your job that you do in the natural? Two jobs. He's got two jobs.
So I work in the hospital.
Right.
As a specialist.
He works in the hospital as a specialist.
Because sometimes
in
I have many doctors who
work
under me.
Okay.
Okay.
I also teach in
the
university.
Nagatuon sa siyas, ako nagatundo sa siyas sa
universidad. In medical school.
At a medical school.
Dito sa.
He's a teaching professor.
Medicine.
Okay, as a professor of medicine.
At the professor of medicine, University of Port Harcourt in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Amen. Brother Chijoki, one other thing. All right. How do I write everything that Brother Chijoki is? Let's just put him a doctor and medical professor.
Okay, ma'am.
Medical professor and doctor.
Doctor, medical professor.
And I'm not doing it justice to the responsibility he has at that university. He's really modest in what he's saying right now. And one more thing, Brother Jokes. How many years have you been walking with God? Okay, so 34 years.
All right.
34 years. This man has been walking with God. Okay, his wife, Sister Iffy. Could you stand, Sister Iffy? And could you tell us what you do, your natural job that you do? Okay, she's a pharmacist. And she's also being modest. There you go. She's not just a pharmacist giving out drugs. She teaches at the university, and at present she's studying in London for her PhD. Is that correct? Amen. So she's a pharmacist who's also a doctor. Oh, by the way, how many years have you been walking with the Lord, Sister Iffy? Huh? 1984. Well, it's 2013 minus that 29 years, right? Okay. So, Sister Effie, let me write it down here. To Sister Effie.
Okay, sir.
Pharmacist.
Sir Effie.
Pharmacist. Doctor. And teacher, etc., etc. And she has walked with God 29 years. So I hope all of you are doing your homework. When I call upon you, you can tell me how many years you've been walking with God. Okay. Brother Martin. You know, sometimes people do jobs that you really can't tell them what the job description is. But Martin, explain to us, what's your job description in the natural?
I'm doing training and project management.
Oh, naga siya ang magturo sa dito sa tanong sarong nga mahimong maayong negosyante.
Training and project management. He's also being modest. Corporations come to him for them to train their executive employees. How many years you've been walking with the Lord, Martin?
23.
Also, Brother Martin's the youngest on our team. Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Paul.
Yes, Brother Paul.
Brother Paul. Brother Paul Davis. Paul, what's your occupation?
I'm a project engineer.
He's a project engineer.
Ingeniero sa kung saan ang mga establishment.
An engineer. I remember going to college and there were always a group of people that were being engineers, you know? I had no desire to be an engineer because they had to know a lot of math. Right? Calculus? My goodness. Yeah. Brother Paul, how many years have you been walking with God?
Huh? 41 years.
41 years. Sister Pavlina Davis.
Okay. Iyan ang pong asawa. Sister Rosa, pinuhin ko kung dito.
Sister Pavlina, boy. That's what I'm saying. She wears many hats. Well, first, what you were you trained for? What was your?
I have a degree in business and economics.
Business and economics, a degree in business and economics.
Personal management.
Business economics. Personal management. All right.
The other way around. I got married.
Yeah, she got married and came to the United States.
Well, you see, all of you want to go to the United States. I didn't want to.
But I turned
into a farmer. She turned into a farmer? I didn't want to go.
She did not want to go to America.
Where did you leave, sister? Not in the United States?
No, she's not from the U.S.
No.
She's from Czech
Republic. I'm from the Czech Republic.
I thought you were an Americana.
No. Thank you. My English is good. And I was working in a farming business for 8 years.
Can I say one thing about that farming business for 8 years? She never took a salary.
And now God has turned me into a military teacher. And I homeschool my little son.
Let me also finish her resume. She is actively involved with Merlinda School on the United States end. How many are familiar with the school in Butuan, the Merlinda School, the Kingdom Foundation School? If you have, raise your hands.
Dito sa ampayon, kanalang mong ang gatuan ka Bible study.
She is personally responsible for the sponsors, the work. She does probably 25, 30 hours a week.
Suportahan man ang mga bata na to dito para makasundo ang mga teacher. Siya ang nagpahigayo dito, Sister.
She is also the one that helps create the books that you just got yesterday.
Usa sa siya nagatabang kanato.
Amen. And Sister Pavlina, how many?
Websites too. She knows like 6 websites.
Oh, and 6 websites besides.
12
websites. She's a busy woman.
Matanawa ni mo kung unsa ang bilihok ngadto sa uban adto sa lain nasod mga website.
How many years have you walked with the Lord, Pavlina? 24. Okay. Brother Mark. Brother Mark Yancey. Everybody knows Mark. Mark, could you stand up? Tell them what your occupation was mainly in your life.
Oh, I was a registered nurse, and then I became a hospital administrator.
He was a registered nurse. Hospital administrator. In fact, his registered nurse years was a lot up in Alaska.
Five winters.
Working with the Eskimos. And the Native Americans. How many years have you walked with the Lord, Mark?
61
years.
Boy. I started off, I was 10 years old.
61 years. Sister Rita. Sister Rita, I'm running out of space. We only got one more line after this. Sister Rita, could you share, you know, what you did in your life?
Well, between raising children,
amen,
off and on, as I started out in fast food.
I
worked in printing.
Siya ang nagtrabaho na mga butang ng mga libro sa mga libya ng kopyahon.
And I was a pharmacy technician.
O nahimusap siya ng mga muayo.
But my most important job is raising children.
Pero ang pinaka-espiritu ng iliya nga, takhan yung mga anak.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Timanon.
I think my mic came off here, Mark.
He's also a farmer.
And a farmer.
Yeah. With no pay.
With no pay. Sister Rita, how many years have you been walking with the Lord?
26.
Amen. Well, I am the last member on the team.
Okay. No, sir. No. Yes, sir.
Brother George.
Brother George,
the main occupation I had in my life, I worked for the government with the Postal Service. My first five years was as a clerk inside. And my last 27 years was working outside as a letter carrier. That was my occupation. I'll just put that here real quick. And I've been walking with the Lord 33 years. Has anybody been adding them up? Anybody got a calculator? Sister, you got a piece of paper, right? Mark, you got a calculator there? Martin, you do? Have you been adding them up, Brother Martin? All right, 34 years, 29 years, 23 years. 41 years. 24 years. 61 years. Mark's putting us over the top. 26 years. And 33 years. How much? 271 years. So when you look at all of us collectively, you are looking at 271 years of walking with Jesus Christ. And each one of us, not only with our natural jobs, each one of us are very active in our local fellowships, in our various conferences throughout the United States, Nigeria, and Europe. And all of us travel throughout the world bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We did not do it on our own accord. The Spirit of the Lord trained us for many years until we were seasoned or mature or experienced enough to take us wherever the Spirit of God spoke to us to go. And the nation of the Philippines is the place that God has sent us. Now I share this with you because there was another servant of God in the scriptures who was also dual purpose. It was one who worked more tirelessly than anyone else in the New Testament. Who was it? Huh? Paul. And what was his occupation? Huh? Tent maker. I want you to listen today as the word is going forth. Because there's something God is wanting to teach all of us. Brother Joke said yesterday that the pastor,
si Brother Joe,
the job of the pastor is not found in the Bible.
Na ang trabaho sa usa ka pangulo or pastor dili ko lumakip ang diha sa balang kasulatan.
So if you were aspiring to be a pastor, you're not going to find what you're aspiring for in the Word of God. Pastor means shepherd. Or I should say, let me correct that. Oh, what is the Greek word for shepherd? Poimen. It means shepherd, not pastor. If you go to your Bible, your Philippine Bible, in Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about the fivefold ministry. You have your Bible open. Is the translation saying shepherd or pastor?
Kung shepherd ba din mo din ha or pastor? Okay.
Verse 11.
Versículo 11 o 12. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Kung eksakto makatong sa iyang original na pinulungan ng women, buti pa sa coach shepherd. Tanaw na ito sa itong Bible. Sige, sa? In English na?
Bisaya.
Ako yung English, gusto mo sa pastor, din man, din man, pinay yung
Philippine.
In the version, it was, he who gives some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
Okay.
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
Okay. Now, do you realize your Filipino Bibles? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, read it.
Ezra, Kapitulo 4, Versikulo 11 to 12. Ang mga gasta niya, mauban iyang gihimong mga apostoles, mauban mga propeta, mauban mga tista niya sa maayong balita, mauban mga pastor o mga magtuturo. 12. Gihimo na pinihirot sa pagandam sa tibuok katawan sa Diyos, alas sa bloton sa Kristuhanong pag-alagan, at magtumbo ang lawas ni Kristo.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. I noticed that that the word is pastor. King James. Read the King James. Good. Praise the Lord.
King James chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles.
Bisaya. Bisaya. It's not English. King James na Bisaya. No.
Okay, does she have the King James?
Yeah.
Yeah, read the King James, please. It's important.
And he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Thank you very much, sister. Your Bible, the Bible you read, is the same Bible we have. And it's mistranslated. There is no place in the New Testament that says pastor. Is that correct, Brother Martin? Your Bible and our Bible, the original translations, was not in Filipino, was not in English,
but
the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and the New Testament was in Greek. A lot of times that's why you have to study your word to make sure that what you're looking at is the word from the root of the Greek or the Hebrew and not a translation mistake. So a shepherd, the proper translation is shepherd. You could take your Bible, you could cross out pastor, because I'm telling you, you can go and you can look up any Hebrew or any Greek. Look up the Greek and it says shepherd. Okay. So you can write in your Bible. I crossed out my Bible and I put shepherd, not pastor.
Okay. Ibutang niya, gamo man yung inal niya, ganda na may problema. So, dili na na, pastor, shepherd na din na, kay puyumin man na sa original.
And if you
start... Butangin.
If you know, then it's shepherd.
Nang kung mahibalot ha,
again,
shepherd man di ay. Shepherd man yun ang usaka pastor, shepherd man.
Again, it's not a job.
Ang shepherd, dili siya ingon na nasi, dili na ingon trabaho.
It's a responsibility.
Responsibilidad ni, maunang
and you know the best example of shepherds in our midst?
Ang pinakanindot kayo nga ihimlo sa usa ka pagbalantay sa atong taliwala.
Our mothers.
Kining ato ang.
How many mothers do we have here? Raise your hands if you're a mother. How many? Mothers. Yeah, there I see a number of them. And mothers raise children, right?
Huh?
Let me ask you a question, mothers. Did anybody pay you for being a mother? Huh? No. It came out of the heart of love. So we have a long way to go to understand the true ministry of the shepherd.
Ubay-ubay gayud natong istudyuhan ang ato ang trabaho usap isip usa ka shepherd o magbalantay.
There's one other thing I want to share. Well, two. We are a little older than you, right? I'll be turning 60 years old this year. You're young. You don't think like older people. But I got a little secret for each one of you young people here. Though we're older, we were young like you one time. And the same situations you go through, we have felt and gone through them. In fact, I did not get saved till the mid-20s, until I was 26 years of age. I was in all types of music in the world. We grew up in the age of the Beatles. Rock and roll. All these things. But you have to understand that in the house of God and in the worship of God, it should not be like the way of the world. I looked out at all of you worshiping the Lord. There was one song yesterday, you began to reach out to God after prayer. Remember that? I asked Brother Raymer to interpret for me because we could sense, we could feel you reaching out and touching the throne of God. It was a song of thankfulness and worship. We could feel the adoration of God going up to God. And we could also realize how God was pleased with that type of worship. Now, yesterday, Brother Jokes was talking about the... You know, I can dance before God. But there's a dance before God that's right. And there's a dance before God that's wrong. And you need to go to God and begin to understand the difference of the two. So you can choose the right way and reject the wrong way. I want to share with you a sad story. We have been coming to the Philippines for about, 5 years now, Brother Mark? 6 years. And several years, I think it was the first time I was here, I met an older gentleman somewhere between Martin's age and my age. He was wanting to serve the Lord. And he was working with two young sisters in the meetings. One was married and one was not. And you know, we sense that you know they had a desire for God, but there was it was like a mixture. And one girl in particular, the one particular girl was a very beautiful girl. And even if she didn't put on makeup, she was still a very beautiful young lady. But for some reason, she felt the need to have to accentuate her eyebrows. She would wear dresses, but the dresses were... I don't know how to say this. The dresses were meant more to attract men to look. And she wore the high shoes and she loved to sing. And she was a good singer. But she especially liked to sing the songs that moved her emotionally. We found out several days ago this young girl who we thought was single has three children. And the three children were from the three fathers? Pardon me? Oh, two children and one on the way. And she wasn't married before. Three fathers. Three different fathers. I share this story because we care very much for you. If you don't understand how Satan wants to work in that area between men and women, you're a goner.
Kung kita rin nato masaktan kung at nga doon ay buhato ni Satanas kung yun at lang ang dagat sa tuhang pagsimba.
So I'm sharing with you that our years of experience were coming to you.
Ako rin isa-isa ni kaninyo sa mga tuigan na nagbalik-balik ni kaninyo.
To share with you that you may not make the same mistakes that even some of us might have made when we were young. I want to share one other thing with you, and then I'm going to, Brother Jokes is going to be ministering this morning. I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles, to Revelation chapter 3. And I wish we had time to go in and out, but we don't have the time. Revelation chapter 3. Now listen to me carefully. Yesterday morning, Brother Martin was ministering to you about personal issues in your walk, right? Dress, etc. When Brother Jojoki came up, he began to minister to you about the true doctrines of the church. But before he could go into the true, he had to tell you about the false doctrines. And pastors is one. Now when you look into Revelation chapter 2 or 3, let me get back here, I just missed my page. Sometimes you use these electronics, they're a little more difficult than just a written page. For me anyway. Okay. I have to go. I'm into Greek, Martin. Yeah, I need help. If you could give me your Bible. I'm still sort of an old Bible paper. I'm looking for the church where God corrected them because of the doctrines of Balaam and the doctrines of the Nicolaitans.
Okay, kanang sa Nicolaitans o kanang kambalaam nga pagtulunan sa pinadayag.
You know, you all want to be good students of the Word of God, right? You need to understand Revelation and why God sent the messengers to the seven churches to us to instruct them on the mistakes of each of those churches. What is it? Chapter 2, go to chapter 2, please. And what is the verse there, Mark?
The verse is Ephesus, that's verse there.
Okay, let me go back here. Oh, there we go. Right. Now listen to this in verse 4 of Revelation.
Revelation 2.
Chapter 2, verse 4. And we're going to go 4 to 6. The Spirit of God is saying, "Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love."
Padayag, chapter 2, verse 4. Apan ang ikasaway ko kanimo, mauma wala ka na, may gugma ka na po sama sa sinugdan.
Verse 5, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent."
Verse 5, "Busa unawna unsay imong sala, pag hinulsol ug buhata ang ibuhat mo sa sinugdan. Apan kun dili ka maghinulsol, wana ko kanimo ug kuhaon mo ang imong butangan."
I needed the other one. "But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Alright, now go
14 to 15.
Go to 14 and 15 of the same chapter.
14,
"But I have a few things against thee, because thou holds there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication."
Apan ani ay pipila kabutang na ikasaway ko kanimo, anay pipila diha kanimo nga misagop sa pagtulunan ni Balaam, nga nagtudlok kang balak pagtintal sa katawan sa Israel, aron makasala binahagi sa pagkaon sa hinalad ngadto sa mga Diyos-Diyos ug binahagi sa pagpakigilawas."
Praise the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Alright, Bible students, do you know what the doctrine of Balaam is? Do you know what the doctrine of Balaam is, that God says He has things against you because you hold the doctrine of Balaam? Anybody raise your hand if you think you know it and tell us. The doctrine of Balaam. All right. How many of you know about the story of Balaam? Raise your hands if you know the story of Balaam. It's in the Old Testament. All right, I'm going to put it very small. I'm going to be a Reader's Digest version of it. Balaam was a prophet of God and a king when Israel had left Egypt and was traveling through the wilderness. Was it the Moabites? They had to go through the country of Moab. And the king of that country, he didn't want the Israelites going through his country. So he called this prophet named Balaam, and he said, "Come and curse these people." But you know what Balaam did? He says, "I can't do that. They're the people of God." And so he wouldn't. But the king kept coming back, offering him gifts, presents, money. And to make a long story very short, the man gave way to the darkness in his heart that wanted money. And there are more implications when you study it all out, because there we can commit spiritual fornication. When we're motivated by money. So it says here, this is a thing that God hates, is this doctrine of Balaam, but he also in verse 15, and 16 it says, "So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth."
May pipila usab diha kanimo nga nagsunod sa pagtulunan sa mga Nicolaita. Busa paghinulsol sa imong mga sala. Kung dili ka maghinulsol, mana ako kanimo sa labing madali o mag-iaway ako kanila ginamit ang espada nga gikan sa akong bakba.
Amen. Hallelujah. God does not want you to be involved with the doctrine of Balaam nor the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Because he said those that adhere to that, God will come with the word of God against them. Now in chapter 3 of Revelation, there is so much, but I want you to write your notes and go back and look at these. There is also a message to the Laodicean church. The Laodicean church is a type of the end time church that we are now in. Are you familiar with that, Bible students? Yes or no? If have you studied the book, the Church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3? If you have, raise your hands.
Amen.
I hear a few amens. Raise your hands if you have studied it, if you have read about the Laodicea church. If you have, I see you, some of you nodding your heads, but you need to raise your hands if you have read it and if you understand it. Okay, there's a lot for you to learn. This church thought that they had everything they had need of. And God said to them, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. But because you are lukewarm, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. Is there anybody here that wants... Listen close to me. Is there anybody here that wants to be spit out of God's mouth? Look around. I don't see a single hand being raised. Amen? He's saying of this church age says, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And knowest not that you are wretched, you're miserable, you're poor and blind and naked. He also says, I counsel you. What's that word counsel there? That word means I recommend to you. I give advice to you. To buy of me gold tried in the fire that you might be rich. And white raiment. That you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes that you might see. I'm going to finish with 19. Let's visit yesterday with the word of God that came yesterday afternoon. Young men, who's the one that plays drums here?
It's my son.
Your son. Okay.
Yes.
It's hard to hear something that you like to do, isn't it? It's hard, isn't it, to like to do something and then you hear that it's wrong to do, right? Okay, no, but I'm just trying to share, you know. Okay. It was hard for you to hear that yesterday, wasn't it? Yes. But listen to this. And listen to the spirit of the message that was coming to each and every one of us. Us included.
Ato paminawon, dili ta mag tanaw na to ha, para at least mahibaluhan na to unsa yung sa katinuon.
When we were sitting there hearing the word of God, I could feel the need for me to draw closer to God. Here is the Spirit of God that was in your midst yesterday, in particularly yesterday afternoon. Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Ibadlong o gikastigo nako ang tanan nga akong gihigugma. Busa pagmatinud-anon o ginursuli ang imong mga sala.
Okay.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
Nagtindog ako sa pultahan ug nagtuktok. Kun may makadungog sa akong tingog ug moabli sa pultahan, musulod ako sa iyang balay ug makigsalok kaniya ug mukaon siya uban kanako.
God's heart is that He loves you. And as children, we need the correction of our Father. If you will open your hearts and your minds today, I think you will be able to understand and hear God's voice a little more. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jokes?
is a better joke.
Yes.